At some point in time, you'll want to make an offer. There are various ways you can do this. You can make a verbal offer or write a letter of intent. You might also consider making multiple offers or structuring a net deal. Let me talk about each one. One of the reasons people do not make more offers is that a carefully drafted written offer can take as much as an hour or so to complete. If the offer is declined by the seller, the buyer is made to feel that he or she has wasted the time spent trying to buy a particular property. Even though they might know that real estate is a numbers game and that it's often not possible to have more than one offer accepted out of 10 or 20, it is still discouraging to spend a lot of time crafting a written offer only to have it rejected. Because of this, it might be appropriate for you to make verbal offers or use a letter of intent. If you're looking at several properties, particularly those that are for sale by owner, you may want to verbally suggest to the seller that you'd be willing to pay a certain price for the property or perhaps lease option it. You could then give the seller a business card and write on the back, "I'd like to negotiate a lease option of approximately $150,000. Call me if you're interested." If you're working with a real estate agent or broker, using verbal offers summarized on the backs of business cards is inappropriate and not very productive. In cases like this, you should consider using a letter of intent. Letters of intent are not binding for either party, but are indications of a good faith desire to own a property. If the seller responds in an affirmative way, it can be the basis for positive negotiations. If you're using a letter of intent on property that was shown to you by a broker or agent, the letter of intent could be addressed to either the seller or the broker or agent. The whole point of the letter of intent is to try to arouse interest on the part of the seller and establish some common ground for negotiation. The great part about letters of intent is that they can be written in a very short time, allowing you to write 8 or 10 letters during the period of time it would normally have taken you to write one contract. Letters of intent can even incorporate the multiple offer concept that we'll be talking about next. In effect, this allows you to present 2 or 3 different purchase scenarios on one property. The multiple offer is a powerful tool when you're convinced that the seller will negotiate on terms or price, but not both. To make a multiple offer, you present several purchase scenarios that are acceptable to you. The theory is that when the seller has several choices, it's easier to accept one of them. Given only one offer, the seller might counteroffer or reject it completely. When using the multiple offer concept, don't let the seller cherry-pick the terms from each of the offers. You must explain to the seller that each offer stands on its own as a package of price and terms that you think you can live with. In a net offer, the seller gets a certain amount of cash for the property. All of the costs of closing are paid by the buyer, including transfer taxes, recording fees, title insurance, real estate brokerage commissions, and inspections. The seller knows that whatever amount of money or notes that you offer over and above any debt on the property is the amount that he or she will have when they leave the closing table. This offer strategy is best used to acquire low or no equity properties. For an example of a net offer, see the chapter on Using Creative Financing Techniques in my No Down Payment Manual.